You're listening to the Modern Producer Podcast, expert talk on livestock housing and animal husbandry. Get ready for today's episode.
Ready for today's episode. Hey, everybody. And just like I said to Jake, as we were warming up to do this, let's just wing it and see what happens. So here's what we're doing. So welcome to today's podcast. Carl Herman from NEEDUP is sitting here with us. We're going to be talking a little bit about some of the more positive, fun stuff of why we do what we do. Why do we use NEEDUP? Why do we lay it out the way we do? I could cover all that and sound like I love the sound of my voice. Sometimes it probably sounds like that. But Carl, why don't you bring yourself in?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Carl Herman with NEEDUP Livestock. And so glad to be part of this podcast and this opportunity to have a little chat with Tim. My background, if I really want to be broad, half of my career has been spent over in the feed and grain world. So specifics on feed quality and pellet quality and feed flow ability and so forth is a big part of my area of interest. And it was only until around the second half of my career when I jumped over into the integrated pig world and had an opportunity to work for a major integrator and experience what that's like to be in a large-scale operation with over 100,000 sows and managing people, managing pigs. And of course, during that time period, that was all a traditional type model, gestation stalls and crated type barns. But my time working with a contractor, turnkey solutions provider on building packages and equipment packages really ties it all together nicely to give me just that perspective of what works in a barn, what's problematic, and then now being able to incorporate technology, is just so rapidly advancing to, bring even greater tools, to the producer. So, Tim, I think we're going to talk and really drill down to why we are, we do what we do. We're interested in promoting, this method of group housing. So let's get to it.
Well, it dawns on me a little bit, though, that we didn't actually focus on the personal a little bit. And then you, like everybody else, has a cool personal story. You've almost got a good litter worth of kids yourself or a football team. Yeah. 12 for those of you who know Carl or don't. You do some sideline stuff, too, just for fun at home. You run, and I got to get out there and see it sometime, but you run a pumpkin patch at home, too, don't you, for like a public type of thing?
We do. We've got a large family, together. We've 12 children, my wife and I. And so for a secondary income stream, we operate, we call Country Kids Pumpkin Patch, which is a seasonal fall activity with corn maize and agritainment, agritourism. But the real production side of what we do is mum production, chrysanthemum production. And the similarities and the parallels between raising 18,000-20,000 chrysanthemum in pots out on growing fields compared to the same number of finishing pigs or a large scale hog production operation is it's so similar. And it's all about people management, systems and processes. So it's really a fun experience, and it's just remarkable the amount of knowledge on processes and approach that is so applicable to what we do over here in the pig side.
Sure. And you did say we're going to focus on the why. I introed that a bit that way, so when we talk about the why, we'll stick with the pig side because 12 kids. we'll leave that discussion for another day.
Yeah, the one takeaway for that is when you deal with your employees, you can't fire your family, so the people part has to be
can't choose them, can't fire them.
That's right.
we're gonna just dive right into the sows and why we do what we do. What are some of your initial insights and takeaways on what's going on?
You know, I think, Tim, you and I, having a chance to get to know one another over this past year, you know, we've talked about stockmanship and just the, you know, the love of interacting with the animals and being really tuned into, you know, the animal's needs, you know, being very perceptive to that. And, you know, for me, you know, these group housing systems, you know, really incorporate so much of that. It's almost a natural approach and just a natural way to manage, you know, animals when you're, you know, walking a pen, animals are calm, you know, you can see, you know, ultimately are their needs being met. And, you know, the real benefit from the technology side is it's such a high level tool. You know, I mean, there's only so much that one individual can see. Not to bring mums into it, but we run into the same thing when you're dealing with large numbers of anything. You know, no one person, even a team, can see all of the units, all of the animals at any given time. And that's where technology can really be such a value add. I mean, when you can, you know, rely on a system to flag or provide notifications, kind of expedite the time, the response time to intervene, you know, if an animal is not being fed, if it's you know, simply going off feed, you know. So I think just it's such a holistic approach, and it just fits my temperament, my personality, you know, so much better than what I had experience in. You know, a crated barn, a stalled barn is still out there. It's by no means illegal, but it's a different way to manage pigs. And, you know, for me personally, you know, the group housing environment is so much preferable to both pigs and people, you know, that it's just really fun and rewarding seeing how technology can even make it even more successful, you know, sure, and more productive.
Yeah. And you had asked me earlier, as we were just, you know, pre-gaming all of this stuff that we were going to chat about, well, how I would, you know, talk about why NeedApp is even in the technology side so much better. And it's one of the aspects of why we as a company work with NeedApp. To be honest, NeedApp, there's nobody out there in our industry that can talk about their depth of experience and length of experience and their broad range of experience when it comes to electronics, when it comes to software, when it comes to actually managing software, building a software platform that works to promote and assist good stockmanship. Let's run through the quick history. NeedApp's been doing electronics or electronic feeding for dairy cattle since 1972 or 73.
Correct.
They really and they dominate, absolutely dominate the industry on the dairy side in terms of electronics and software that's being used. What is it? Two-thirds of the dairy cows that are fed electronically in the world use NeedApp electronics. And the platform for that, it's hard to compete with that breadth of knowledge and experience. They brought this into the sow world in 1982 in partnership with somebody in the States here at the time. The NeedApp is not a company that decided 5 years ago, oh, we're going to just build a platform to work with sows. This is decades of experience. And I think it shows, to be honest. I think it shows with the quality of the software, with the quality of the electronics, with an understanding that there's still systems, quite honestly, some of the systems we compete against look like what NeedApp was doing in the 1980s. And they still are convinced that it's a good idea when, I mean, NeedApp, you know, was just coming, growing up in a sense into the sow industry. And they looked at it and said, this idea of backing sows out, not exactly going to work as well as getting them out forward. There's just, you know, it's not the same kind of beast. So, I mean, that is one of the key whys. We can, you know, really look at this company and say they know this because they've grown up through it. This isn't just a new company that started, you know, 5 years ago, decided to feed sows because they knew how to make electronics and write a software package that has years of, you know, of development to go yet. So, I mean, that's a fun thing. It really brings out the stockmanship. I think that's one of the things I see in the barns the most. The things that I really appreciate is that the software, the layouts, the understanding of sows promotes stockmanship. And that's something that we can, I like to see. It's rewarding, I guess.
So much so. And I think, NEDAP's success story has been built on, a reoccurring theme is the last meter. When you have two or three animals, even a good stockman, very easy and realistic to keep track of the well-being, of two or three animals. But, you multiply that, into hundreds or thousands, and now getting back to what I stated earlier, no one individual or team, can keep track of, that number of animals all at the same time. And that's where technology plays a role. But I think, we've almost entered a new era here. We hear about sustainability. We hear about, environmental stewardship and just, what it takes to remain efficient and profitable. You've got to manage your inputs. And that's been one of the, predominant characteristics of NEDAP systems and barns that I've been in. They're just very well managed, on account of the technology. You don't have the feed wastage. You're not overfeeding animals. You're not having, animals that have just in large numbers, body score issues. It's really kind of precision farming, if you will, that's very common, over on the crop side, being employed now, in the livestock sector, making the best use of the inputs, driving profitability and, bringing the biggest return possible back to the producer that otherwise wouldn't be possible if that producer had to rely on, just simply manual systems.
Sure. And I guess really we're going to not try and make this too long, but one of the biggest things that NEDAP allows for the stockmanship, we say this, of course, but that requires still a good barn, a good layout, a good flow. And that's the one thing that really, really is going to set this a NEDAP system apart, whether we do it with a dynamic group and a central separation or just stations in a pen. And we'll be going out to take a look at Golden View later today anyway, and they have a combination of both. The ability to lay out a barn so that you can meet the needs of the girl who makes you money. Because let's be honest, all of these things, labor, feed, the equipment, the barn itself, are just inputs into a system to serve the needs of the girl who actually makes you the money. You got to focus on her, because what she does in the farrowing crate is what's going to put money in your bank or not. What's going to pay for the barn or not. What's going to pay for your labor, pay for your capital investment, pay for your operational inputs other than labor, feed, which is always the most expensive. It's managing it so that she pays for this, which means we have to focus on her. She matters more than anything else. Because if she isn't happy, we're not going to use the cliches about if mama ain't happy, but it's true. We focus on her because she needs to be happy. She needs to be perform. Well, let's back that up. Let's expound on that a bit. She needs to be happy, which means she needs her needs met. She needs, in that respect, then to have a stress-free environment. The more we reduce her stress, the happier she is, the happier everybody is. We can tie all these things together. We can, run all kinds of sayings about it. But when we can set up a system where her day will flow as if it was natural, where she can go and eat when she wants to, when she can go and hang out with who she wants to, when she can be protected from those who want to assert dominance over her, when she doesn't have to compete for her feed, when we can set it up to the point where she doesn't actually think about food other than that, oh, it's time to go eat, I'm going to go eat. And it isn't a concern to her where she says, I got to go and compete and fight for this or rush into my place or wait in line. When you can set it up this way, all of a sudden you've created an environment where these girls can get along. And they're no longer viewing each other as competitors. Then they can view each other as a herd, as a group, as a family, whatever. And it works well together. So the reason, the why, the real why, if that's what we're talking about here today, and this is something I'm extremely passionate about. I love this part of it. If we're talking about the why, what NeedUp gives us with their equipment and what we bring into a total package for the guys who are using it and for the girls that are living in it is this ability to mimic as close as possible to what ideal is. If it were a complete ideal world, we can understand what she needs. She's a highly personable animal, highly social, highly habitual. And we can serve those needs. We can serve this girl so that she can then produce well and be happy and have a longevity. And there's all kinds of buzzwords you can throw around, but there's even sustainability in understanding that if she's happier and performing better, maybe performing is the wrong word, but she is going to actually last longer in terms of her time in the barn. It's going to be a better time in the barn. She's going to have more piglets and those piglets will be healthier. Your feed consumption should be more well utilized instead of wasting it. She's going to be using it well. Like you say, your body in barns that are managed well like this, your body condition score is almost a secondary thought because it's so small of an issue. All of these things, just such a fun thing to work with because we can set it up so that she doesn't have to think about food as a competitive part of her day. We can, like we've done recently, and it's coming out in the Modern Producer here again as another reinforcement, the five freedoms. If you don't know it, go and study it a bit. It's worth knowing. When you look at the five freedoms, there is, and I have no problem saying this, there's only one system in the sow world right now that can legitimately claim to meet the five freedoms completely. And that's a system that we put in, you and I together, NeedUp and New Standard. We've set these barns up, and I haven't seen a barn. I'm going to brag about it. I have not seen anybody else build a barn that meets all five freedoms legitimately. You can't take a system that requires you to restrict water so that she gets out of the station and call that good for the animal. But that's not NeedUp's problem, right? NeedUp does it right. This is a good thing for these girls. We can give her water with her food. You cannot have it so that she has to compete for feed because that's raising her fear and discomfort level. There's always going to be injuries if she's competing. It's the why we do what we do, why we use NeedUp the way we do. I'm speaking now as New Standard and as myself personally, is because there isn't anything better than what we do out there. She's well protected. And I'd even argue this is better than putting her out in the cold and forcing her to fend for herself in natural, even though perception-wise, it looks better when this girl's out in the green pasture. Yeah, if the pasture's green and it's not cold or windy or anything like that. But she's got the perfect environment, perfect setup, perfect temperature, and a perfect layout. What could be better than that? Perfect health conditions, as far as it goes. No, I mean, nobody lasts forever. Humans don't either. But that's not the point. It's better than anything else possible.
I mean, Tim, I can honestly say that's it's a bold statement, but certainly not exaggerated. In the barns and the NeedUp systems that I've toured and been involved with, it's very satisfying to see an animal's needs being met with such precision. And I'd probably go so far as to say that, when a barn is set up optimally, with a well-functioning NeedUp layout, it makes a lot of other problems go away. You know, if a farm's contending with, whether it be feed wastage or, you know, just trying how they're going to allocate labor to, you know, manage sows. You know, if you let the technology do the work, the whole operation can be so much more efficient as far as managing those costs and those inputs. And even now, you know, we touched upon this in the other segment that, you know, the focus is on compliance and, you know, what's the industry going to do with Prop 12? You know, these type of group housing layouts just totally dispel the perception of factory farming. You know, I mean, you just, you know, to an outsider looking in, that's just not, you know, the observation or the perception you get. You know, when you got a calm and a peaceful group feeding, interacting, resting, their needs are being met, you know, their physicality is being provided for. That's just an environment that is meeting, you know, their welfare needs. And my experience has been other systems, you know, there's compromises and trade-offs made, you know, to try to force fit a system to work with, you know, the perceived realities that a farm may have, you know, whether it be, you know, their labor source, you know, whether it be, you know, the space, you know, that they've got to work with. But, you know, again, you know, you're trying to force or you're trying to, you know, make a system work, you know, that in the case of, you know, these NEDAP layouts, you know, it's accommodating the animal, you know, first and foremost. And it's all very possible. We talked about training. We talked about what it takes ultimately to, you know, make the system successful. You know, it's very, very doable, you know, at the farm level. So, it really builds enthusiasm, you know, to your point, you know, when you're able to promote solid stockmanship, you know, good performance, and then you just don't worry, you know, about the public perception. You know, you're doing as good of a job as can be done, you know, with an animal production system.
I fully agree with that. It's interesting you use that word force, because that's essentially what most guys view it as. Not most guys, that may be a wrong way to say it, but there's a significant portion of, especially guys trying to sell other equipment, they always have this line of you got to force your animals to do certain things, which, I mean, different species, but the brown stuff is still the same. That's a bunch of it. I would rather foster what we want. Foster healthy behavior, foster a good attitude, a good perception, foster a good herd mentality, because we can do that. We don't need to force activity. We don't need to force them to do certain things in the pen. We can foster whatever we want. If we meet her needs, understand what her needs are, quite honestly, we can just, it's a force or foster type of approach. You're either going to force her or you're going to foster what you want. You can get there either way. You can get this animal fed. You can get this animal into the farrowing crate with a litter or fetuses that are going to arrive. What are you giving up for that? Some of it is just animal welfare in general. If you're forcing something, she's probably not entirely stress-free or doing what or as healthy as she should be. Perhaps there's one or two piglets on average less because of that. Or you can foster exactly what she needs anyway in terms of activity, because she's just going to live her life. And it's not a conscious thought, of course, for her. But if you give her all the tools that she would normally want as a biological being that is DNA programmed to do certain things, let's work with that. We can. NEDAP and the layouts we have give us a perfect opportunity to do this. I don't understand why the whole industry doesn't just, not necessarily to work with NEDAP, but why the approach is more on that we got to force them to do something. When the foster option is available, why are we always trying to force animals to do something we want instead of understanding that it works better when we work with her?
Yeah, well put. Well put. That's probably a topic for another podcast, you know, as far as the industry and so forth.
I'm not going to editorialize. Everybody's going to do their own thing, of course, in that respect. It's just frustrating to me because the option is there. The possibility is there. Now, I understand why other guys sell what they're going to sell because everybody needs to earn a living. Everybody's going to do something. I'd argue that it's impossible to say it's a better system. They just might use those lines and use that sales pitch. Everybody's got a sales pitch. I'm going to contend always that if you're fostering activity, you're doing it better than forcing it.
And I think, you know, to try to tie back here with our previous segment, you know, technology, especially in these systems, everything gets better with time. You know, everything is the product of continuous improvement. So for somebody that's maybe been away from or hasn't had exposure to, you know, these group housing systems, you know, for say 10, 15 years, you can't have at all an accurate perspective. You know, many of the problems, many of the challenges that had manifested themselves back during that time, you know, have been addressed, they've been overcome. So again, you know, we're heading into the winter trade show season. You know, there's going to be a lot of plans. There's going to be a lot of, you know, discussions about, you know, what the new year is going to bring. You know, we'd love to elevate this conversation beyond mere compliance and, you know, what are we going to do about Prop 12 or not do about Prop 12 into focusing really on, you know, what's the best way to meet the needs of this animal to in turn drive, you know, enable her to, you know, perform to her potential and, you know, drive the greatest profit potential, you know, to a farm. So
it'll be a fun season. And that's a good time maybe to say that let's go take a look at a barn, because Carl and I are going to jump in a truck after this and go, go and visit Michael in Golden View and look at exactly what we've been talking about, just because we like to see it too. And then, of course, Michael will likely have something to teach us. We always like to learn about how we can improve as well. So we'll probably tie it up here, put a nice ribbon and bow on it, and call it a day for this. So we appreciate you guys listening. I've got to get better at saying this, I'm trying. If you guys haven't already subscribed, we're on all the platforms. There's show notes. Jake tells me I got to mention the show notes so that you guys can go in there. And if you're listening on a podcast, you can go and find what you need to find to subscribe. And I'm going to reinforce this again, we have other social media, YouTube. There's some great videos. I referenced the Five Freedoms as we're talking here. There's a great series on YouTube that you really, if you have seen it, or if you haven't seen it, go and look at it, because you could always learn some more. Our goal is always to, you know, bring some more information, some education. So if there's other things that you'd like to hear us talk about, email us or some sort of message. Carrier pigeons I don't do, but I think I'm on Facebook, or I know I'm on Facebook and I know how to text. So shoot me an email, shoot one of us an email. We'll find a subject, or if you've got a subject, we'll talk about it. Go ahead and subscribe. And if you don't already have your Modern Producer copy lined up, get a hold of us and we'll get one out to you. Thanks for listening, everybody.